beautiful reflections. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Jareth Martinez, also known as Cherry, and in these episodes, we're going to have some open-minded, juicy conversations. We're going to talk about things that are taboo or topics that you don't really hear about. So sit back and relax, and let's get started on today's episode. Beautiful humans, how are you feeling? How are you doing in these times? It's a really interesting time worldwide. Everywhere around the world, we are all staying home and trying to stay safe and healthy, trying to handle the situation the best that we can. This is all completely new. We have never experienced something like this ever. So we're all, you know, just trying to adjust, trying to process and soak in this reality that we're all in. And there's so much beauty, there's so much emotions, of course, fear, all of these emotions. But I'm really learning a lot from this situation, and I know you are too. We're all unique and different in our own ways, and we're all learning and processing this in our own ways. So, in my last podcast, I was so excited to announce that I was going to go to Guatemala. And this was like right before the coronavirus became like severely intense, or like a big alert was going around globally. So it happened right before, right? And my first thoughts, the next days were passing after I purchased like my flight to Guatemala and my stay at the retreat. And you know, my family was like, Jareth, you should not go. Like, you need to stay home. Like, we're very disappointed in you and all these things. And my first reaction was, oh my gosh, they're so fear-based. Like I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be fine. I'm still going to travel. I'm still going to go. Like, but then the Guatemala borders were closed down. Like, 2 days before I was supposed to go, or three, no, 2 days right before I was supposed to go to Guatemala. And I was like, oh shit, then, okay, this is serious. This is serious. And, you know, then of course all these other places were being shut down, and then like people started getting groceries, and like it was moving quick. Like, things were changing drastically by the hour. People were canceling their flights. People weren't able to get on the airplane to go back home or go to their travels anymore. It was to the point where, you know, also my bosses, they were going to go to California. They had to stop their flights. Like, it was a big wake-up call for everyone. You know, how many weddings had to be postponed? I can only imagine how many weddings had to be postponed. I can only imagine how many, like, big celebrations. And I feel so much for all the beautiful pregnant women that are giving birth in these times. Like, with such, you know, confusion. Because it's like, this is supposed to be the most exciting day of my life. You know, my baby is going to be born, and I'm terrified. I'm terrified to expose my baby into this earth. And, you know, how many people have received the bad news of like that they have the coronavirus? So I started really like thinking about, you know, all types of situations going on all over the world. And I had to kind of put my pride aside, you know, put my pride aside and know that, you know, this is something bigger than me, you know, that this is something that we all just need to come together and just try to stay safe as much as possible. So, like, I felt like I had some pride because I was like, oh, hell no. Like, I'm gonna go. I already set my mind to it. Like, I'm gonna go to Guatemala. And then when Guatemala was no longer an option, the people from the retreat, they were all like, okay, no problem. We're all heading to Peru. Come, like if you want to come, you can join us in Peru. Because most of them were already in Guatemala, like before all of this happened, they just already were there. And they're like, okay, meet us in Peru. And I was really considering doing that, but then I had to take a step back and be like, okay, it was so tempting because the flights are so affordable in these times, but I really had to sit with it and ask myself, what is the decision that I should be making? What is the best decision that I should be making? And trust me, like I said, my pride was like, oh, hell no, I'm not about to not go to Guatemala. I already had my mind set. I already made a whole podcast, like, that I'm going to go to Guatemala. Like, not even just that. I just had it just adjusted in my mind that, like, that nothing can touch me. Like, I'm going to be fine. But I had to take a step back and make the decision that was best for my health and also the health of my family. Like, I can only imagine how my parents would have felt or my family members would have felt knowing that I'm on an airplane in these very severe times. So I decided to stay home. And you know what? I'm realizing that that was the best decision that I could have made because I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I have been realizing all the gunk, all the toxins, physically, emotionally, spiritually, that has been stored within my field for such a long time. So what has been happening is I've been kind of going through like a healing journey. I've been facing my shit. It has not been easy. I'm not gonna lie. Like when, you know, when I realized that I'm gonna just stay home, I felt so stuck for a while. Cause before that, you know, of course, I was still debating back and forth, literally for a whole entire day. Like I was just like sitting with that. There were so many options. Like, should I go to Peru? Should I go to Hawaii? Should I go to California? I was sitting with the opportunity of travel the whole entire day. And I just, you know, I just felt so kind of like stuck. And then after that, I just felt like honestly frozen. I felt so frozen. It was hard for me to do simple things. It was hard for me to clean my room. It was hard for me to just get up and do normal things. I was feeling really stagnant. I was dealing with a lot of stagnant energy. And I was feeling numb to the entire situation as well. A lot of numbness. And little by little, I started picking myself back up. And I'm, you know, so grateful because in these times, we're all coming together, you know, like people are having lives, going live of like their workouts, you know, shining light and spreading their light on, you know, getting people to be fit and active and people going live, doing a meditation or doing a yoga class, a yoga flow, doing Reiki for people. It's just been so helpful because, you know, many of us are taking this in our own ways, you know, and so we are coming together to uplift each other, to pick each other back up. So I'm so grateful because, you know, I feel like, What has been helping me a lot lately is meditation. It, like I said, it took me a while to get there. Like, it's not like the next day I was like, oh, I'm gonna do meditation, I'm gonna do my workout, I'm gonna eat healthy. I'm transitioning into that, and it feels so good. It feels so good. So one of the things I want to mention too, one of the things that helped me kind of get out of this funk, get out of this stagnant energy, get out of this, what is that word? Victim energy. Of like, why me, or whatever the case is, like, all, like, anything negative, anything that's, you know, not serving me. Breathing, meditating, writing on my journal. Actually, you know what, today was the day that I started writing on my journal after a while. Okay, it's been a while. And also, yeah, so I moved furniture around in my room, and I really love the small changes that I made in my room. It has made such a big difference. So I have a desk, right? And the desk was usually facing the wall, and it really discouraged me from getting on my desk, and I would usually do any type of projects or work on my bed, because I just didn't feel that like excited to hop on my seat of my desk. But I moved my desk to the front of my window, so now I have a beautiful view of all the grass and like land that's like outside my bedroom, and like the sun. And also, I'm facing all the little plants and flowers that I have by my window. I'm facing it, and that alone made such a huge difference. I feel so excited to get on my desk and to write. And, you know, I had to do these switches. I had to move. I had to make these little changes, you know? And so I feel like I'm picking myself back up again. And then one of the things, so like I said, you know, everyone's going live on Instagram, sharing their light, sharing their knowledge. And there's this one healer. So she is actually, I don't want to say exactly, because I don't know if I'm saying it right or wrong, but I believe she said, I don't want to say the word like incorrectly, but what she does is, she's able to tap into the subconscious mind. So she is a healer, and she's able to tap into your subconscious mind, and she can tell you exactly what year in your life you have faced trauma, what needs to be removed, what chakras are imbalanced, what is blocking you from being your highest self. This woman, okay, so she went live, and there was a few people trying to get some healing from her. And this woman, okay, so she was tag teaming with someone else that is a healer in that same exact area. So they both were tag teaming, helping people. So it was like both of them went live together, and then all these people were like, you know, this, like, can I receive healing, whatever. So they basically they were helping a lot of people, and I'm so blessed. Like I said, these healers, they're doing this, you can tell which ones are doing it from their heart, because okay, these healers, they didn't do it just because of this time. They've always been doing it. I've always admired and been watching them go live on Instagram doing these healings for people. So I, you know, put in the comments that I would like to have a healing from them, and they were able to tap into my immune system, and my immune levels were really low. They were really low, and they described that. They said the age of 21, you went through yada, 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 and this specific person, you know, it's not, so basically things can, you can have such strong cords with people that it can, and then when, you know, when a certain trauma happens with that specific person that you have a cord with, it can really even damage your health. So that's one of the things that I learned. And then he also described specific chakras that are imbalanced and the ones that are balanced. And it honestly, like, he hit the nail. Like, he was really on point with everything that he was saying. The ones that he said that are my strongest is my third eye and my crown, which is very true because I definitely feel like a strong connection with the spirit world, and like my dreams are very vivid and like my intuition and all that stuff. But like a lot of other chakras needed help, and he described to me what was the cause of it. And quantum healing. Sorry, so off topic. But so her name is Aisha Heals. The one that was describing to me, like with age and description of any traumas and things like that, Aisha Heals does quantum healing. That's the word that I was trying to get. So it involves like scientific, like tapping into the subconscious through science. It's really interesting. What am I trying to say here? What I'm trying to say is that it's important to be resilient. To be resilient. That's like one of the words that came through before I did this podcast. I was like doing my workout, and like I said, it's a big deal because this workout that I did was like pretty intense. It wasn't a yoga workout. It was more like of a strength. Well, yoga does involve a lot of strength, but it was more like, for me, I guess it was more intense because it was a type of workout that I haven't done. It was like a full body intense workout. And so as I was doing that, I felt like giving up so many times, but the word resilient kept coming up. And so when I was, because before I did the workout, I was like sitting trying to think of like what the podcast should be all about. And then I was like, you know what, I feel like I'm not going anywhere with this, so I'm just gonna finish my workout, and then hopefully I get an idea of what I should talk about with this podcast. And the word resilient, the word resilient kept coming through. And so that's what I'm learning. It's that it's important to be resilient. And that's one of the things that I can proudly say, like, about myself. I know many of you are as well. Resilient. No matter, resilient in love, resilient in career, resilient in all these different ways, no matter, you know, when it comes to love, no matter how hurt you have been, no matter how disrespected you have been, no matter how, whatever, blah, 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 all these different things, right? The list is long. No matter how all these things may have occurred, you still are resilient, and you still choose love, because love moves you, because love is the number one, you know, the number one feeling that everyone, you know, desires. But not only that, it's that we can't dodge love. Like, you just can't. Like, I can't not love people, no matter how, you know, how kicked down to the ground I have been. Like, I just can't stop loving people. I just can't stop. Like, you just can't. That's resilient. That's what a resilient person is. And like with work, like, you know, no matter how uneducated you may feel that you are, no matter how unqualified you think you are, no matter how, like, you know, just low you think you are when it comes to like a low level you think you are when it comes to your career and what you're capable of doing, stay resilient. Keep walking. If you feel like you're falling to the ground because you keep either getting rejected or you feel like you're on the ground because you just can't get up and even attempt to get started on learning what it is at all that you want to do with your career or make any attempts because it's scary, because it's something that you think you're not able to do that everyone can do but you, just slowly get up, slowly get up. Or just if you want to jump up, do that too. Jump up and start making moves. Start pushing. You can do it. No one can do it for you. You're the one who's gonna have to do it. So be resilient. Be resilient in all ways. Be resilient through this coronavirus. We all felt some type of slap in the face when the news hit. We all felt some type of energetic push. But keep going forward through all of the situations that come your way. And just be prepared. Be prepared because, you know, there's thunderstorms. And but the rainbows will come after, I promise. So just prepare your heart, prepare your heart, and also just be, like I said, just be resilient. Just be resilient. No matter how hard things get in life, just keep taking small steps forward. And as you take small steps forward, you might not move at all. You might feel stuck. You might feel like you can't, but it's okay. You're stuck. You're not walking backwards. You're just stuck in that position, but you're gonna keep on moving forward. You're not gonna start from ground one because the steps that you took forward, that's already progress. You can't just start from ground one. It doesn't work like that. You have froze for a while, but you already received all the knowledge that you received from those steps that you previously took. So just keep moving forward, and you will see the light. You will see the light. I don't know what you're currently going through right now. I don't know how you're currently feeling today, but I want to encourage you to get back up. You are a warrior, and you were called to be here at this specific time, in this specific, you know, age, in this specific story, this history that we're all going through, you know, you're meant to be here. You're meant to show something to the world and tap into that, tap into what it is that you have to share with others, because we're waiting. We're waiting for you to show us. We're waiting for you to activate that light that is within you, that you have to just push it out, push out your light. The world is waiting. You know, I started, like, you know, back to the about how women are giving birth in these, you know, intense times. But those are the babies that I'm like, yo, those are the most powerful babies ever. We know when we're coming to Earth. We know when we're gonna be born. Like, we know. Trust me, we know. Like, we are fully aware before we have our very first breath of air in our new existence. Like, we choose to come here. So what powerful, I'm talking about powerful babies are being born in these days. These are the ones that are gonna do huge things in the future. Like, I feel that so strongly, and it's so beautiful to know that the cycle of life, how beautiful is that? It's just so beautiful. Whew. So yeah, everyone, I hope that this has helped you in any way. I feel like by me sharing with you my highs and my lows and my flaws and all of that and more, I feel like I'm willing to do it because if it can help someone, and if And if someone is going through something similar and it helps them, then I'm all for it. Then that's why I'm doing this. That's why I decided to start my podcast, because I know that I can't be the only one. There's no way that I can be the only one. So I'm here for you. I'm here to listen. If you need anyone to talk to, if you're taking this time, you know, very difficult in a very difficult way, just reach out to me. Or if you're feeling really excited and thrilled or whatever about life, just send me a message. I would love to connect with you. I would love to hear your story. I would love to hear your journey, all about your journey and what you're going through. You can find me on Instagram at Jareth Cherry. Also, it's an easy way to like write it down as Jerry the Cherry, so J-E-R-I-T-H-E Cherry. So yeah, you can send me a DM. I would love to hear from you and connect with you. Once again, thank you so much for hearing this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and connecting with me. It honestly just makes me, I'm so grateful for you. Makes me so happy to know that there's people that can resonate. Because if you listened this far, you resonate with me in some type of way. And for that, I want to say thank you for just, you know, being that person that is listening on the other side. So once again, I hope you have a beautiful day or night. And I will talk to you soon. And how I always like to close off, I hope you are feeling like a bag of cherries. Shine your light so, so, so bright. Shine it more than ever. Right now, we need you. We need you. So thank you for shining your light. And I will talk to you soon.